Ag ba'achila v'shtiya. So Rashi says one day is acha achag. Okay, we have leftovers. It's not such a problem. My law of akasif kilo bonu mizbeach v'hikir v'alav kavim. Mishpashit. It's an easy mitzvah. It's a mitzvah.
To make a shudah?
Make a chashav by eating and drinking something. I said today's leftovers, not such a bad thing. Just make sure you eat supper before shkia. It's pretty early. Whatever, something. Eat something special today. Yaitu the schiv. Okay. So we're holding over here on Hey Yamad Aleph, five lines from the bottom. The Mishnah said, Lo Yareh Ashay Kareh Amava, which means that that was the first two. It wasn't the first two. It was number one and number three. But the Mishnah said that Shur is not like Mava, and Mava is not like Shur. So, in fact, the Gemara, who cares if it's a similar? My Kama, what's the Mishnah coming to say? It is like it. It's not like it. Who cares? Zok the Gemara, Amar Reb Zvid, Mishmei Deruav Hachi Kama. This is what it's referring to say. This is what it means to say. Lichta Rachmana Chada.
Isn't that Pashin?
Yeah, very Pashin the Gemara. Yeah.
My focus, Rashi and Tosis, on what my kokama means is a huge portion.
Yeah. Zakti Gemara, I'm going to say, Rav Hachi Kama. Lichta Rachmana Chada, let the Torah say one, V'teisi Idach Mine, and you learn how the other one. It means the Gemara is not stam looking, the Mishnah is not stam looking for similarities. The Mishnah is coming to say that if it would say one, I would know the other.
That's what it meant up until now also.
What?
That's what it meant up until now also. Every time we say Hello Yare, that's, we know what it means.
We didn't really have. We never explained the Mishnah. It's the first time I explained the Mishnah itself.
We did.
We explained it right, but I'm saying, but it wasn't in explaining it in itself. We were explaining it for if it's Shein or Adam, whatever it was. Mava, what's that going to be, the Lo Yare? We didn't just... A Lo Yare? We didn't know how to place it. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, and here's... The Mishnah's commenting, you're right, that's what the Mishnah was saying. We know that already. But Akapanim, so the Gemara's coming to say that if it would say one, I would know the other. Now, we're asking on the Mishnah, we're saying on the Gemara, on the Torah. I mean, the Torah mentioned Karen, Shane, Regal, everything, right? Obviously, it's mentioned in the Torah. Now, it wouldn't be a half. So we're saying that if the Mishnah didn't have to come and include it, or to say it, because we would have learned out the other ones from it. It's all similar, right? There's similarities between all of them. So therefore, whatever Ma'atzad, or Sileda, Ma'atzinu, that Mishay, which is Mazik, is Chayiv. So to Mava, which is Mazik, it should be Chayiv. That means, it doesn't make a difference with what type of Mazik. Kol's man, your moment is Mazik, your Shur is Mazik, you're Chayiv. So there's no difference what type of Hazik. You, anything that you're mechuyev to watch, you chayev. Why should it make a difference if it got it with its feet, or got it with its body, or with its horns, or bit it? What's the difference? Why would you think of any difference? So therefore, the Gemara, the Mishnah comes to say, difference is that we'll see later on. This says chayev, and over there the Gemara explained earlier what's the difference. That kavanos lazik, that ain't kavanos lazik, the dark lazik, that ain't dark lazik. So each one has its milus. And you think dafka nazar oifin yimachuyev. So it's not stam that meranchin shvuras alecha. It's a type of hezek that it's doing that you would say dafka such a hezek yimachuyev.
Who are we asking on the mice? Are we asking on the Mishnah, or are we asking on the Torah for mentioning it?
It gives.
Well, the pasuk. No, why not?
Yeah, it could be. I just didn't see anyone mention it bother me.
That depends how you want Shan Tosis, according to the Pashtach and Tosis. It's going on the...
Pashtus is going on the Mishnah. Pashtus. My Kama is going on the Mishnah.
Rashi says
it's
going...
No, Mishnah Mishnah. Rashi says, the Mishnah. Oh, why Pasuk? Rashi says, the Mishnah. Lamed the Mishnah, Klam. Why does it have to say in the Mishnah before? It seems like on everyone it's the Mishnah, but up in Pashtus it's the Pasuk also. Yeah. Zokta Gemara Vaita, V'loi Zev Ezez, Shiyez Ben Yeruchayim. We're discussing now by Shoya Mava, either Mava Shein as Ruach Chaim, or Mava is Adam and as Ruach Chaim. Kareish Shein by Ruach Chaim. Zok Gemara, Maika Amma. What's the Gemara coming to say? Mishnah coming to say. Amma Mshashi Mishmei Derava. Hachi Kama. This one's coming to say. Lichta Rechmana Tati. The same type of thing. Let it, the retire say, let the pasuk, let the mishnah say two of them, which is, we're discussing Shara Mavet, the taste of Yiddish Minayu, and it can learn out the other two from it. Why? Because, so, if we just say Karen, Karen's Kavanasa Lahazik, so you would say Dafka, maybe Kavanasa Lahazik, that's when Yichayiv, Mashenkim, when something is not Kavanasa Lahazik, you're not Chayiv. So Shane Techiach, Shane does not have Kavanasa Lahazik. I, Shane, there's a no Lazekut. Shane has a no, he's eating it. So Karen Yechiach. So therefore, and you'll be able to learn out the others from these two milas. Each one has a chasan, each one has a mile. Zakti Gemara. So, Hadama Chadam Etatul Erasi, then we say, the Mishnah says you can't learn out one from two. Why? Because these two have Ruach Chaim, Mashenkin Eish, Eim by Ruach Chaim. What's the mile of Ruach Chaim? That has life.
Can carry its way there somehow.
Because it's Chayuch HaMazik.
Eish? What's Eish?
Because
it could be Chayuch HaMazik.
Yeah, but it's Mechavim for what it's doing. Eish is not Mechavim.
Right. It means to be Mechavim for it. So that's why the Torah was Mechayiv you. You're in control, let's put it like that. Somewhat. I mean, the Behemoth, we're not really talking about Kavana here, so it's not. The Behemoth.
It
not,
has intentions.
Ruach, yeah. So Ruach, what does Ruach Chaim mean?
No, there's as an life. Additional factor that can push them to be mazik, more so than Eish.
Is that Kavanos Lazik? It's the same
it's thing. Not Kavanos Lazik, no. But
there's something there that they have more than a bar has or anything else.
It's different, but it's something there to be mazik?
You have to be aware of it.
The Behem is not aware of anything.
No, I mean, the Baal HaBas has to be aware of it, that this exists. So therefore, if he's not, he's Chayiv.
But the Mishnah is just saying a thing of life. What does life do?
The Torah is mechad you on the shisa of a behemoth. It's not mechad you on the shisa of your machines.
Good. Again, so what does life do? It's a chilek, but is that a mechalik? Where
Yaakov? I'm asking you what we're asking. That's not me. It's life. It's in control. It's not a life running.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Live, even though an animal really, I mean...
Life by default means there's a way to control it. Right, we can control the way we behave.
No, don't forget the person, but a behemoth you have control of?
Yeah, physically.
No, we're talking about the behemoth has control of itself, not you.
Behemoth has control, an animal has control.
Right, there's something to it. Fire has no control.
The boss has the control over him.
No, it's, you're saying the other son, Shimon, no. It's the animal that has the milah. The animal has a ruach chaim to it.
So you have more chayv and more shmira.
No, forget like Mari said, like Yaakov said. It's not that you have more shmira. There is control over the hezek. There's somewhat of a control, not your control. Whatever hezek it has, an animal, you could train an animal, right? That means there's control in the animal itself, without you being there.
Right. You train the
animal. Fire, you can't train.
It's like the old joke. You stop feeding your chamar, and then it dies. You tell the chamar, you were doing so well, now you die on me. So what do you mean you're going to teach not to eat?
What do you mean?
Shane is eating.
Right.
I'm regularly going to teach you not to walk. What do you mean?
Right. So therefore, so that's the mile of, that's not the Achrein of Mamaz, but that's the mile of Ruach Chaim, Shad, is that even though You didn't train your shah, but hagufa.
Why? I don't know why we're looking for a chumah and a kula.
It's not a chumah. It has to be a real chilek.
I thought you could have a physical cold if you
want. I know, but it has to be a pech. What's a pech?
They're different.
It has eyes. Also, is different. It has to have. You just have to have some meaning to what you have. It's not. Yeah, it's not. If it's the biggest pech. But zok to gemara. So therefore, so had al mechad mitaglas amar avam. Vikulu, all of the others, kishadis boy benayu, asi kulu b'ma'atzad. If you're going to put boy within it, I'll be able to learn out all of them with a ma'atzad, levamikan. Which means like this, boy has a maila that it's ain da'ak alahazik and still yechayiv. So if it would say boy with another one, let's say with shame, so boy is ain da'ak alahazik yechayiv, kolshkin shame, which is da'ak alahazik, you should be chayiv. So if you have boy and one other one, whichever one you want, you'll be able to learn out everything except for cat. Why? Because Karen, Ikalamifer, Malakulush came out of Mitchilasan. All of them are Mu'ud from right away. Masha ain't Karen. Karen is the only one, you know, always Tam Mu'ud. That's only by Karen we have Tam Mu'ud. So now.
How do we work by, like, if you want to transform and regal, how you want to change?
So really, that's what this Rashi is doing. When Rashi goes through all the milas of each one, that means Bar again. Bar has a big milas, Ein Dakalel Chalazik, and Karen has a mila, has a chasarn, that is Kavanas Chalazik, so that's why maybe a chayiv. So you always, Shane is, what's Shane? So the, yeah, but I see Bar, no. Everyone has, you're going to take one mila from each. Everyone's going to be able to include something else, except for Karen, because you never have something which is tam. It means Shane is Yesh Anola Zeka, everything else not Anola Zeka. Karen has a Mila. I mean, let's not discuss Karen. Bar has a Mila. Ain't Kavanos Elazik. Ain't Dak Elazik. Right? It's not Dak Elelech Elazik. So therefore, nothing else has that advantage as not Dak Elelech Elazik.
So that's cool of the Ain't Dak Elazik.
And still Yechayev, because Karen something else, Dak Elelech Elazik. What's Shane?
I don't know.
Okay. What's Shane?
Matzah.
Regal is Matzah Lazik. No, what's Shane?
Rochaim. No, but that would be okay.
Ain't Kavanasa. Right. Shane's Ain't Kavanasa Lazik. So that has a Mila. So in every single one, a Mila means the Yechayev, even in such a, with a cooler to it. So therefore,
the Rashi learns that Shane is out of Hanoi, you can't learn out from it. Because since it's Kavan, so the Torah is Mechavi, because it has Hanoi. So you have to watch it more.
Right, okay, that's a Chum.
So you can't learn anything from it.
Right, but the Gemara says you could. So anyways, you're looking at the wrong part of Rashi. Right. So one second. So you have, what did you say?
Karen,
there's nothing that's no cooler. There's no mila. You could never win that. Whenever you're gonna have two, you're gonna have one of them that has this mila. But Karen, you're never gonna have that. That means if you have Shane and Regal, you have.
So
Shane
what would it happen that I wouldn't have to say one less?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a big thing.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
No, I mean once you're saying already three, maybe isn't that? Is that?
I'm looking to say four. Shalosh Shav is better. So we're saying Karen is never, we're never going to be able to learn out. Why? Because Karen is Muadun Lit Chilasa. So the Gemara, the Mandama Adarabba, Karen Adifa Shekavanasa Lahazik. Like the Mandama that says Faket, Karen is much more Chama because it's Kavanasa Lahazik, more than anyone else. Now, very interesting. Rashi says he doesn't know, he can't find where this is.
So on the side, it's marked that we're learning out from the
Yes, it's interesting. First of all, why does Rashi want that? Rashi, why is Rashi became such an anav?
Because it's not such a man the Amma, it's Gemara's Pircha.
It's the man the Amma.
If someone say it's because the Gemara before, the Gemara is the Pircha.
Yeah, the Gemara, the Amma.
And then you have Tosef's shot.
Yeah. So there's a guy in there, there's a Kveg, there's a lot of shot, but we're looking to find out. Why does Rashi have to explain? Just don't talk. Rashi felt that Achray is a Rebbe of the Dor, like it wasn't Stam. He wasn't just something to say Pshatim, he was really trying to explain the Gemara. So if he didn't know it, he wasn't praving on Nevis, he was trying to say, like, you're going to much of the Gemara, you can try to look for it, I couldn't find it. It's not Pshat. Yeah. So, Ulamanda Amma Zakti Gemara, Ulamanda Amma Adarabba Ken Adifa Shekavanasa Lahazik. Okay, Ken has always a Mila, because Kavanasa Lahazik. I feel like Karen, now me ask you, you can learn out Karen also. Elo, l'may hilchisa kisvinu rachmano. So why did the Torah say it? So again, so we definitely have, that you don't need all four. Why did the Torah say it? So here's a riot to what we started off early in the share, that we're not referring to the Mishnah. We're referring to the Torah. Here you go, because the Torah says, l'may hilchisa kisvinu rachmano. Why did the Torah say it? Even though Rashi said l'misni, the Mishnah, and Tais also spoke about the Mishnah, but really the question goes back to the Gemara, to the Pasuk. So, Maya Chesed Kesvinu Rachmana, why did the Torah say it? Look, I say it to teach you its halachas. Each one has some halachas that has to be taught. Karen Lechalik Bintamalim Wedes. Karen is there to be mechalik between Taman and Muad. Shein v'regel is lepoitum. That means each one has some halacha that doesn't have by the other. Shein v'regel is lepoitum b'shusaram. The potum b'shusaram, like it says in pasuk, will be b'shde acha yoni chayiv b'shus hanizik. B'shusaram. Yeah, you wouldn't know. Maybe it's regel. Each one has a limud that you're potter in Rishus Rabbim. If your animal bites a different animal in Rishus Rabbim, you're potter. It's only
no,
in...
No, the bite is Karen. It's Karen Yechai.
I said Shane. Bites and eats. Shane. I know. And Rego.
Not a person. Not biting a person.
It's Shane. Not the derech for an animal, for a shark to eat another shark. If you're talking about the lion, then it's a derech.
Yeah, kaponim. So therefore, it's a shein and regal that your partner just rabbi. Bar lifter by a kelim. We'll see later on. Bar is if a kelim that fall into the bar, your partner. You only chayv the animal falls in, not the kelim. You're not chayv for the kelim. We'll have you the mechayv on this kelim of bar. Let you have you the that you are chayv in this kelim of bar. What's it there for? Lifter by a adam. If a person falls in, you're not chayv.
He's not
chayv l'adam. Yeah. We dash in chayv l'adam. This we're all going to learn out later on in Baba Kama. It's all just like a schala for that, for those halachas. Adam l'chayv ba'abo advarim. Adam is that you chayv in four things. You don't have any other place that you chayv in four things. Adam, which is mazik, you chayv more than just nazik. You chayv tzar yip and sheves baishas. And eish. Lift up a satamim to pattern you from hidden things. A very interesting halacha that if you make a fire in your shus and then it burns someone else's field, you chayev. But let's say there was gold hidden in that person's field, you pater. Why you pater? You burnt it. Why you pater? You're going to get to that in Hashem. Why you pater? You know?
It's a reboot.
Yeah. But what's the pshat? Like, well, because even. Right. I mean, you never dreamt, you weren't planning on burning someone's field.
But if you knew that there was a possibility. But,
right, then you wouldn't even make the fire in your field. Right. That means, as much you are Peshea, the fact that you made a fire in your field, that you deep down knew there is a sad, a 1% chance, whatever it is, that it's going to burn Yana's field. But that's only that person's field. But I never chalomed that guy has money in there. If I would have known the values that guy has in that field, I would have never lit a fire even in my field. Again, you're never amazing. You weren't planning on doing that. What? It's hidden. You didn't see it. I mean, you didn't see it. I know that he has grass. I figured, you know what? It's Kedai for me. I don't think for a second that it's going to burn you in a field. But there's a 1% chance. It's Kedai for me. And it was planning to be Mazi.
I don't care if you're planning or not. He did has it to me.
Oh. So you're saying, "L'chayy Adam would la'ilam." Ben Yashem and this and that. Well, it's like, oh, you didn't think about it. Well, get out of here.
No, he said even when he's
Yashem,
it's only if.
Even when it's Yashem, we said B'shem Taisvis, it's only if when you went to sleep, you were kelim. If when you went to sleep, there were no kelim, you're pata. So you see this awesome masagim. It's not stam that you chayy.
If you damage by a person, damaged by accident, he's pata.
Accident is chayy.
Masasa. Right. This is not
Masasa. I would have never made the fire in my field if I would have known that Yannis thing was there. Let's gather Rebbe across. I wouldn't have to say that many pshatim.
So many
of
you started
his
field, you didn't want to fill
the record. No, also. You never did. Well, Rebbe Yehuda, the Mechayev, on this Ketam and Be'esh, Rebbe Yehuda does hold Yechayev. Lasuya Mai, what's it coming to include? Dr. Ma, Lasuya Lichacha Neiroi, Vesichsecha Havana. Lichacha Neiroi is a field which was
plowed.
A friend field which is plowed. So what's the mile of plowed?
It's easier to plant.
Right? It's right.
Easy what?
Plant.
Yeah,
you
can't
plant if you don't plow.
Right, no, okay, yeah. It's a melewat. So you burnt someone's plowed field.
So it's no longer soft.
What?
Now it's got hard because you burnt it.
Yeah.
So now we can't plant.
No, so what?
The only reason why you plowed was to be able to plant because the ground's soft and there's furrows. When it burns, it's no longer soft. You can't.
No, we know that. I'm saying, but we're coming to say over here that's not faket. It's not such a hezek. It's a plowed field. What's a plowed field? There's no crop. So therefore, maybe you're not chayiv. Or, sikha avanav, you made his stones black. His stones you can't really burn, nothing happens to it. Unless it's a million degrees, I don't know. So you would think maybe you're not chayiv. It's lasuye that you're chayiv even in such a case.
How about I think you're not chayiv, whatever that value is?
That's not real.
Is it real or not? No,
you're chayiv. Lasuye to be ma'abe, such a halacha.
It
doesn't have to be that kapata.
I'm saying that the damage is minimal.
There's something to it.
No, because
Adam is the chayiv. So what are you saying?
No, the Rav saying that the damage is minimal, right?
No, because it's
lost here. It's not a real damage, maybe. Yeah, you're right. I am chayiv and everything, but it's including the pshat that you would think such a type of damage. There is,